morning.
It is Betty?
No, this is, my name is Trish. I'm Way's guest.
Oh, good morning, Trish. You beat her on the phone, huh?
Pardon me?
You got on the phone before she did, huh?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I'm Shaw Rogers. I'm a good friend of hers. She's taught me so many wonderful things.
Really? I just met her for the first time last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's just got a wealth of knowledge when it comes to food and lots of things, actually.
Yes.
So how did you meet her?
My sister's daughter goes to school with her daughter.
Oh, okay.
And my sister started seeing her, and she was telling me about it, and it sounded very interesting to me, so I met with her last week.
Oh, okay. So what was your motive or what was your reason for coming on the call this morning?
She had called me last night and said that that you guys do this conference call and just call in and see what it was all about.
Okay.
I didn't really know. Is it like an open forum, like questions or?
Totally, totally. So we just exchange information, and our primary subject is, but sometimes wouldn't even know what our primary subject is, some of them, but it is the way we eat, the way
okay.
we feed our bodies to improve our level of health and just what we find to be scientifically backed more than anything else, you know, with the politics of money in everybody's hands to, you know, fun things, a lot of what we get, we find is not accurate.
Right.
And sure, you know that. So what do you do, Trish?
I work for Superior Court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have just made that statement.
What's that? Oh, no.
Oh, not at all. I find I stick my foot in my mouth sometimes before I ask people what their, you know, background is or where they are in life.
Not at all.
Okay. Okay.
Well. Hi, Sean. I have
good
a
morning,
guest.
Way. I'm just
good
talking
morning.
With Trish.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to three-way Sean Elkin now. Okay. Go ahead and prepare for
okay. So anyway, we've had a few clicks. Trish, at any point that you want to ask a question or interject something, you have to almost be rude sometimes because when we really get excited and we get going, we don't take breaths in between.
Okay.
So don't hesitate at all because this call is about everybody that's on it. So.
Okay.
Okay? So it's good having you this morning. Who else has joined us? I hear several clicks going on. This is Shaw Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle.
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen,
it's Betty.
Good morning, Karen. And Betty.
Good morning.
Thank you for the nice note, Betty.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, it's my fun. And you guys, you see, you don't really understand. I get way more out of this than any one of you because I'm collecting from everybody else also. And the application has just been marvelous for me. So anyway, or the knowledge. Not all of it has gone into application yet. I'm not there. Don't mean to make it sound that way. So, anyway, who else has joined us?
This is Dottie.
Dottie. Good morning, Dottie.
Good morning.
Beautiful sunshine on the East Coast here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Weather has been perfect.
Has been. And next?
Steve and Sandy.
I'm sorry?
Steve Kofitz, Sandy, Utah.
Steve, I'm sorry. You were very faint. You could start four.
Okay.
You get to be with us for a little while.
Oh. Automatic gain is now enabled.
Anyone else? Well, I don't have an exact agenda this morning, so if any, as is usual, just things on my mind that are rotating around here, but if anyone has a question or a comment they'd like to make at the very beginning here, we have a brand new guest with us, a participant. I'm not going to say guest. I'm going to say participant. Her name is Trish, and she is a friend of Way's. So, comments.
I guess, Shaw, this is where you can go over the purpose of the call and how we got about and the points. I thought that would be good for Trish.
I did a little bit of that already, just before you came on the line, very briefly. But you know what I would like to say that hasn't been said for a while that I've heard, and that is how this call came about. Originally, we were talking about the same subject. It was just called it lifestyle support, weight management, energy and weight management for, but let me stumble through that again, lifestyle energy and weight management program was what we actually titled it, and this was the support call for that, and that's been about 7 years ago now that we started. And then about 5 years ago, we discovered we were on a very wrong track. Why don't you put that on speaker and mute again when you do it? Here, let me do it for you. So anyway, when that came about and how it came about was that there was a book laying on my counter. It was called China Study, and I opened it and started reading it. I got totally engrossed in it, and then asked a researcher to come and disprove it because it did not, medical researcher, because it did not jive at all with what we were doing, and I just didn't believe it could possibly be true. And when she did, long story short, 2 weeks later, she says, there's no way you're going to disprove this. And I said, tell me one thing, Carol. She changed the way you're eating. She says, most definitely. It was a study done in China in the 70s, the basis of the book, starting. Over 880 million participants. It was ordered by the premier of China, who was dying of cancer at the time, and he wanted to know why he was dying of cancer and how he could help his fellow citizens not to develop the same thing. What was the common denominator? The end of that story from the study was that it was totally related to, when I say totally, the highest percentage possible related to what was going in their mouth. The other factors were minimal in that whole setting, and they ended up doing a color-coded map of the area. When Colin Campbell, who was into research here in this country, was standing and working with a gentleman who had been very instrumental in the China study years before, got to conversing, he got intrigued with what he was seeing and hearing, and he had been raised on a dairy farm, had eaten lots of animal product all his life. He did not believe it could be true, but he was still intrigued. So he wanted to go to China and restructure the study even with tighter perimeters, and he did, and came back and then did global gathering of information by many, many other researchers, and then applied it for 17 years here with grants that he was able to get, not knowing really what he was embarking on this whole time. I mean, he had an idea, but he didn't know how far it was going to go. It ended in being published, and I think it's the best one compilation of information put out to the public that ever existed, or at least that I've seen. There's a lot of supporting material. There's no problem with supporting material. So in the book, he names two doctors that he respects very highly. One is Dr. McDougall, an internist, MD internist on the West Coast, and the other one's Dr. Esselstyn, who was at the Cleveland Clinic, a cardiologist. I've spent some time with Dr. McDougall, have not had that opportunity with Dr. Esselstyn. I'd love to meet him and spend time with him. But I am totally convinced that that is the way our body is built, and it's the way our body is meant to be fed without exception of the human race. And so, you know, I just challenge people to go to the book. There's a great overview of it if you go to thechinastudy.com to give you a quick clip of it. But we all on the call have embraced that and seen incredible results. It's taking our body to a whole new level of health. Simple principle is animal product is very acidic. Plant-based diet is much more alkaline. Now, when we say plant-based, it's not just about where the food comes from. It's also about how it's processed. It can be non-animal and still not be good for us with all the chemicals that are put into the things that are in the grocery store. So, that's a much longer dissertation, but since we haven't done it for a while. Comments, questions?
I just have one comment.
Nancy, thank you.
It's about 2 years ago that we started. You had mentioned five.
Well, it was the five before that that we were doing.
Right.
I probably didn't get it in sequence right. So.
All you said was 5 years ago we changed, and it was...
Oh, 2 years ago we changed. Thank you.
Yeah.
Getting my numbers mixed up as I'm rattling them off here.
And for this new person, I think that it's helpful to know that some of us did not dive in totally immediately. Some people chose other ways of weaning their way into it, and that's okay.
Doesn't matter how you get there, does it?
No, and you know, it's your body, and you make the choices every day of what you're going to put in it and at what speed you're going to change.
I'm one of those people that get a little obsessive about things. When I see and believe the facts to be true, it's like, do it. Why would I want to do it halfway? Or why do I need a slow start? This is just me. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody else. And so my turning point was, and I tried not to do anything about it, was go in and have my blood work done. And then go back 6 months later. And when I went in to my naturopath to have it done, he says, why are you waiting 6 months? He said, you can come back in 2 months. No, you could come back in 1 month. We learned that with a financial planner that was working with actually our sponsor, who has totally embraced this same thing, showed up at her house to do some paperwork and kind of a presentation is what it was. He made the comment to her surprise, and her husband was absolutely startled about the whole thing because he thought Ruth and Char were kind of on another trip here, before we have your physical, I can give you some information that will, and if you follow it, it will totally change the rate that you will have because it will give you a much better medical report than you would get right now. And they looked at each other, and Ruth says, does this have anything to do with nutrition? And his comment was, it has everything to do with nutrition. He said, I'm not going to give you the details. I'm just going to tell you what to do. Take out all animal product and as much refined product as you possibly can. Animal product means anything that comes from, anything that has a face or comes from that, face or mother, get it the way we usually say it. And she looked at him and she said, I can't remember what her comment back was. But anyway, as they arrived at a few more sentences of conversation, he turned out to be a very close personal friend of Dr. Campbell, who wrote the China study. And Ruth right away said, well, I'd sure like to talk to him. And he says, I can arrange that. He told them that day that he could come back 2 weeks later to do their physical, and it would have a dramatic effect on the results that they were getting. I saw it happen in exactly 10 days when I went and spent time with Dr. McDougall and the staff of people that believe this way in teaching and 24-hour round-the-clock immersion in it, time out for sleeping, and that was it. And the changes that took place in my blood work. And then gradually, not all of them happened quickly. Some of them happened immediately. Others took place over a period of a year or more. Changes in my body. So I'm a happy camper. And I think probably everybody on the line that's experienced this would say the same thing. And we do it our own ways. It's our choices, just like Nancy said. But for me, it's been absolutely fabulous. I love the way we eat. I love the way we cook. And I don't know that Jeannie's on the phone this morning, but I left her another obsessive foodie comment last night from some recipes that we'd put together. And just absolutely love all of that part of my life right now. So
I just want to add something, Char. For those who are struggling possibly with what they're doing with this 2-week window, doesn't mean that, yes, I'm having my blood work done in 2 weeks. I will be as perfect as I can be for 2 weeks. And then like any other diet, I'll let it go. That's not what this is about. This is a lifestyle change. and it's 2 weeks that you can or cannot be totally clean or as clean as you can get, and then think that it's okay to let it go. That's not the way it goes. We're dealing with our bodies here, not with blood tests.
Well, we're living, we should be wanting to have this quality of life, see, and you know, what you say, and I only can base it on background now because I can't take the background away. My first reaction and thought is, why would you not want to take care of your body to have the quality of life? I was on the phone with a gentleman day before yesterday, and he was in the insurance business, as it turned out. That was one of his motives for calling. And I said, well, we're kind of on the other end, and he was telling me how the people are living so much longer, so they need to make better plans for their insurance. And I says, well, you know, we might be living longer. I don't know that we have the quality of life longer. And to me, it's not about the number of years. It's about the quality of those years. And what we're talking about is the chances of the quality of those number of years, disregarding to some degree what we've already done, because we can't do anything about it anyway. It's from here on out. So for me, I want to do the best job I possibly can. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm nowhere near there. But when I'm at home and I've got the opportunity to make those choices, again, do a better job of it. And the more I do that, the more my body craves that kind of food. Instead of the stuff that is not good for me. And the further I get down the road, the more likely I am to turn away from the stuff that other people would be tempted by, because I no longer have that addiction to it. And it is a food addiction to the highly processed, you know, whether it's fatty, whether it's sugar-laden, whether it's loaded with corn syrup, you know, and understanding and reading the labels. So... okay, I've said enough for 3 days.
Well said.
Turn. Thank you, Steve. You guys are too great a supporters. That's the problem, see. But Way set a great example by introducing Trish this morning, so you can all welcome Trish to the call.
We're excited to have her.
Thank you.
Hi, Trish.
Good morning.
So, does that bring just a huge blank to your mind, Trish, or possibly a question like, where do you start, or what's this all about, or give me a detail or two?
No, I think you explained it very, very well, and I think it makes perfect sense, to be very honest.
So, are you already on a path of cleaner eating, or how does that fit into your life?
No, I've never really been a meat eater, so I don't eat a lot of, I don't really don't eat any meat, but as far as all animal products, no.
Okay. One of my situations was osteoporosis, and when I looked at the global chart on the different situations in different countries, we had just come back from Europe. The timing for me was, and for my husband too, he didn't have any choice. It was like, oh, I can't be this ignorant, and joining me wholeheartedly. And there's just been a few times it hasn't been so wholeheartedly, and not everything I cook does he think is just absolutely spectacular. In fact, we laugh about a couple of things that he just cannot get the taste buds for, and I'm just, you know, thinking it's the most wonderful thing I've ever tasted. But we'd been in Europe for a month, and the first country we went to where we stayed for almost a week was Holland. And I was amazed there was almost zero signs of any obesity. Mm-hmm. The teenagers were all so lean and thin and tall and gorgeous that, you know, it was just unbelievable. They got a ton of exercise. Most of the teenage girls would be considered anorexic in this country. It was 3 days roaming around the little towns and villages that before I said to my husband, I elbowed him and I said, honey, that's the first overweight person, I mean, seriously obese person we have seen in this country. in 3 days being in developed areas. And we were, you know, it just hit us. But, you know, they ride bicycles every place. They don't use cars or they walk. I mean, they have vehicles, most families, but they get very little use. Come home and look into the China study just a few months later and see that was one of the top most negative countries in the world for the same diseases we deal with, whether it's heart disease, auto-inflammatory diseases, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis. Osteoporosis, that's my disease. No, not any longer. I don't want it. Why and how could they be with all of this going on? Well, they are the highest consumer of dairy products, one of the highest in the world, if not the highest. And rating right behind them is like Australia and New Zealand, who follow right in suit with dairy. Dairy is one of the hugest offenders to our body. The ad, every time I see that big billboard that says, drink more milk, make healthy bones. The biggest lie in the world we've ever been fed. And so with that, there was there a reason when I was already diagnosed with osteoporosis to feel like I want to eat cheese anymore? I mean, I was eating cheese every meal, or at least once a day in some form, whether it was cottage cheese or yogurt or whatever. I was having dairy. And so it really was a no-brainer for me to just do it overnight. I mean, it didn't make any sense at all. And now I'm probably more sensitive to dairy than I am anything else. That's okay. I don't need it.
Speaking of milk, there's a website. I believe it's notmilk.com. Big eye-opener.
Okay. Not milk. Well, we spent time just after I discovered the China study with a dairy farmer who totally brought us to light even on how the milk is being treated. And, you know, for people that think organic milk is okay, well, unfortunately or fortunately, one got shoved to the back of my refrigerator, my third refrigerator outside, and unnoticed, it was 6 months later when I pulled it out and I was going to dump it down the drain, and I thought, good grief, this looks normal. How could it be normal after 6 months past the expiration date? Opened it, took a taste of it, then had three other people taste it, and they go, so why'd you have me taste it? I said, there's nothing wrong with it, is there? No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. What do you mean? Well, to me, there had to be something wrong with it if it could hold its freshness in a refrigerator for 6 months. It had to be something more than was on the label. Or if it was on the label in one of those ingredients, did I really want it in my body? So,
did you muscle test it?
Did I need to?
Interesting.
I did some muscle testing. I had Denny do it on me, so I would not be, you know, so it would be objective. And what was I muscle testing on? It was funny. Oh, it was on peanut butter versus peanut butter, soy butter versus what was it? It wasn't almond butter. It was something else. Anyway, I don't have any question in my mind that peanut butter is good for me. My body just doesn't work well with it. And I think it's what Karen and I were talking about, the fact that there's a lot of...
Isn't it acid?
A lot of mold in it, which is true of the other nuts, but for some reason, it's not a nut, so I shouldn't say other nuts. But anyway, it's finding what's right for you even when you get into better choices. And that was a all-natural peanut butter that I was working with. But I know that it doesn't seem like it's right because I will belch it within 5 minutes afterwards. So that's another good indication for me.
I thought it was.
I love the taste of it. It's not that I don't like it.
Yeah, Shar, I thought it was very interesting. Carol was having, you know, a lot of inflammation here about a month and a half ago, and we started doing a little bit of research, and I read something about the peanut butter, and I said, honey, what's causing your problem is all the peanut butter you're eating. She was having it for lunch, and she was being tired and run down, and she didn't want to take time for dinner, so she'd make a peanut butter sandwich and go to bed. And she was
How was her inflammation showing?
How was hers?
Yeah.
Well, she has gotten more back towards the meats, and when she does that, then she has inflammation. So.
No, but I mean, how is it showing? I mean, her joints, or was it nasal, or was it down her throat, or what?
Oh, she hurt everywhere.
Oh, she hurt everywhere, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she just hurt everywhere. She just hurt in every joint, and, you know, it was just like when we, when Monty sent us the information from Dr. McDougall, and she watched the DVDs and took it to heart, within 3 days, she didn't hurt. And again, she went off the peanut butter, and within a couple of days, she didn't have a horrible inflammation.
Okay.
Did she go off the meat again, Steve?
No, she hasn't done that yet. We're pretty weak about that, unfortunately.
So it was, she saw the same results with just the peanut butter. Wow.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep.
That could be a hidden food allergy of hers also.
Right. Very much. Yep. So I just wanted to make that comment, you know, to back up what you were saying, Char.
Okay, we don't know where it's coming from, and the best we can do is look, decide we're going to do something about it and figure it out. And sometimes it's coming from little places that you just wouldn't think of. Anybody else? Help. Pardon? Okay, guys, we're not used to dead air here.
I just want to pick up again. I had a call after I mentioned about the blood work. I don't know where you went with that, but I just want to reiterate that doing your blood work is it's just like stepping on the scale every day. It's just a marker. And the bottom line is, this is a lifestyle for somebody who's struggling and thinking, why should I do this, or why should I even start it? It's a lifestyle change, and you can do it at your own pace, but you're doing it so that you're going to feel better and be healthier. The scale is just a number. The blood test just tells you it's a marker. But to clean up your blood for 2 weeks so that you're going to have a better blood reading, and the rest of the time, it's a diet mentality, and that's what we're getting away from on these calls. We want to make it a lifestyle change, not a diet.
Thank you, Nancy. And the tie with our products is everything we do in this direction with our food only backs the products to have them work more effectively, because the products that are in our line, starting out with the magnetics, makes our body more alkaline. And, little used to be said about that. Well, in my beginning of understanding of this subject, asking people, and of course I wasn't asking people that studied it from that direction or understood it from that direction. And Karen, we haven't heard anything from you, and you may be just well tied up, but thoughts that come to your mind if you're not.
Somebody on a call the other day just said that putting, and I forget what food was that they put on a magnet, lowered the acidity in that food.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the orange juice and the spaghetti sauce.
Right, yes, right.
It will change the acid alkaline level the same as we do with the water when we optimize it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that, and we have so the water is so primary to everything we're doing. And over we say, water or cancer can't live in an oxygenated alkaline environment. And Karen did a great dissertation on the water. You don't want it extreme. You don't want it up to 9 because we can go overdo on the alkalinity also. But people in this country very seldom get there because we're subjected to so much more that is acidic in what's available to us and we don't even want to talk about what the average American eats as far as what they're getting that's acidic rather than alkaline. So all the fresh food that we can eat, primarily vegetables, grains in a smaller proportion. Wait, did you get the, were you on a call that Jason did? The chef, Jason Weirich, it is recorded on lifestylesupport.org, O-R-G. He's a vegan chef that had some incredible health experiences at beginning at age 27 and discovered that he could cure himself of diabetes. He had no problems doing it. And in 8 months, he was off all medication, never turned around, and he says, I know, I'm not, they say, oh, you know, cured. And he said he even had a family tendency towards that. He believes it to be an environmental family tendency for the most part, because there's so much diabetes type 2 in his family. And he says, I know where it came from, and I know how it can be cured. And he just did, I think, a great job for us on that call. So it's available on lifestylesupport.org.
And yeah, I didn't know about you, Tricia. I have listened to it after, and I have bought that. So when she has a chance, she's going to listen to that too. So.
Okay, good.
I have to hang up because I have to leave for work.
That's
I don't want to interrupt you guys, but I really enjoyed listening to everything that everyone had.
Well, great. Today. Just join us whenever you have the chance.
Okay, great. Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, Friday. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Anybody else with comments or questions?
Someone asked me this week about RO water. Can you briefly explain?
Yeah, I was actually marketing an RO unit that was called Best Water, and believed entirely that it was a thing. So when ours first came out, I've got it hooked up to the faucet at that time and was, you know, drinking it. So the first thing I did was, now don't tell me this is going to be better. I know that this is what they use for kidney dialysis, the best water I'm speaking of, it's the RO, and which stands for reverse osmosis. So anyway, I just again, had somebody energy test me, and then I did it on them, and gee whiz, there was just a world of difference. RO unit is stripped of absolutely everything. It is dead water. Ours is living water because it is magnetized. It has energy in it, for one thing. It has the small parts of the minerals that we need in our body, not that you can get by not taking other things or eating other foods that are high in mineral content, but just that there's some substance there in the water to get better absorption and assimilation. Another way is you can go through a hydration test to see how hydrated your body is. How easily is it getting into your cellular structure to actually be utilized? Hands down, the results are absolutely phenomenal.
How do you do that?
You know, the one person that that talks about that in Focus on Growth would probably have that CD is, Dennis Williams talked about it with Darren Sliva, and he is from Omaha. I think he's either in Omaha or Texas right now. Anyway, he was he did bench pressing, and he really could see a tremendous difference when he utilized the magnetics way back when. Then when the water came out, he and a couple, two, three of his friends had somebody they knew through the gym where they worked out, I swear I believe it was, where they did testing on the hydration level of the athletes that were coming in there, or the people that were coming in to work out. And the guy, when he tested the ones that were using the Pymag water, he could not believe the difference in what the percentage of hydration was. He'd never seen it that high, as a matter of fact. Now, if you want to email Dennis, he can reference probably something that is on a CD or in print that he has about that, because he used that a lot in his presentations for a period of time. You know, as events change and new information comes out, how he continually updates his presentation with little things. Well, something's got to go, and I haven't heard him say it lately. But every so often, you know, it'll pop back into his repertoire of experiences that he's had. But he's the one that I know quoted it direct.
this gal who asked me what kind of water, because we were at lunch and I had my water with me, and she said, oh, what do you think of she uses RO, and I blurted out without even thinking. I said, that's dead water. She disputed that. She said, no, all it takes out was the chlorine. The minerals are left in.
That's not true.
Oh,
at least not at all true from my science and my working with it.
Okay.
Because they do use it for kidney dialysis, and they have to have stripped water.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, do you have a comment on that or anybody else?
I was just saying that ours filters down to kidney dialysis, we've heard.
Right. But I'm just saying that's what we were given, and that was the facts that we showed people when we were marketing RO water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Karen, go ahead.
I was just going to say, all I know on the water is basically what I've heard from Dennis himself, too. I can't really go into more depth than what you guys have done. You guys are probably more well-versed on that than I am. I do see the difference, a huge difference, when I do blood. And whenever I see a person that shows any form of dehydration, because I'll know a Nican person right off the bat because their cells will keep moving as I'm talking with them. An individual who does not use a Nican product, within a matter of 30 seconds to 2 minutes, their cells are stopped.
What about RO? Have you seen that actual?
Oh, yeah. I did something interesting here a month ago or so. Two ladies were sold on the reverse osmosis. They just thought it was the best water on the earth, and I had done a presentation, and they were present at that, and I was telling them how it's the worst water you can drink. It's the most acidic water. Well, they both came the next day to get their blood done and brought each of them a container from their own home of the reverse osmosis. So I got pH strips, and I did let them do it. I wasn't going to be, I generally let people do things so that they see it themselves, and it's not them thinking I'm tricking them or whatever. And I gave them the pH strips, and I said, test your water and see where it runs or where it falls. I said, I'm going to go get some Pymag water. And while I came back, both of them were way down, like 5.0, 5.25 in the acidic level. And then I did the Deacon water, and it was 6.5, I think is what it was. And they go, okay, we're sold. But then, unfortunately, they had spent so much money on the reverse osmosis, they wouldn't change.
And that's just not optimized. It's just out of the pipe.
Out of the, yes. Out of the faucet with the countertop.
Right.
They were sold, but I'm assuming they both had husbands in the home, too, and convinced.
Great backup there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We've got some children in the background. If somebody can mute out.
Yeah, it's my grandson. Real quick here, I do want to say, too, whenever I do blood and I do see dehydration, I will ask if I can restick them because they're seeing what's going on. I have them drink 8 ounces of, even if it's not even optimized. Usually I try to go with optimized water. And have them drink it and immediately stick them and immediately put the blood back up on the screen, and they cannot believe the difference.
Wow.
And, at that point, they're sold.
Grandma, you're giving somebody else a test.
Oh, I know. He wants his chewed gum in my mouth, which is not going to happen. But, yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it.
I'm going to mute my phone again.
I understand. The stick test of doing the blood for hydration is absolutely wonderful because I would never have ever thought about that, and let alone that instantaneous to show the hydration level. So, boy, the knowledge we don't get, do we have to know this stuff? No. But is it fun, guys? Do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Anyway, we're at our time for sure. I have another appointment. I know you guys have busy schedules. So thank you. And I just want to say you guys make it a wonderful weekend. And we'll talk on Monday morning. I didn't read what Vance's email was about for tomorrow. I've had several responses come back that I forwarded right on back through to him because they think they're getting him initially. but I know it's, I always get something out of it. So it's the same time, same primary line. The only thing that changes is the number, the PIN code is 62862#. So 319-279-1000, 62862#.
It's a nurse who makes lots of money with me, Ken.
Pardon?
I forget her name. It's a nurse who makes lots of money with me, Ken.
Oh, she's a platinum, Barb Satterwhite. Thank you. Yeah, she has great experiences and just lots of knowledge and lots of background working in the field and does great application too. So I'm sure you will enjoy her if you have the time to pick it up. If not, it is recorded on growinginwellness.com, and I think Steve records it also whenever possible. So I think he gets most of them. Pardon?
Gotta go. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Quick question. What strip kind of strips did she say?
Oh, strips for testing?
Yes, ma'am.
That's pH strips. And she gave a while back a location where you could get them. Boy, I don't have it at my fingertips. Does anyone
remember? I can give it to you.
Okay.
It's Miracle and then numeric 2, II. It's miracleii.com.
Okay.
And they are the best company I have. I've used multiple different ones. They are the best I have found. They're the cheapest I have found. Colors do not bleed, and you also get a book that educates you along with this.
Miracle 2.1111?
No, it would be a Miracle 2, and the 2 is an II.
Oh,
not number 2, it's II. Yeah,
okay,
dot com.
So there's no 2 no written out or no numerical.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for giving that to us again because I neglected to get them ordered and I will do that now today. Again, great information, guys. Apply it and we will be back on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.